Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What happened at the very first Rosh Chodesh Sivan? At least after the Jews started counting. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, "Bachodesh Hashlishi Nisan Yosivan." Litzeis b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim b'yom azeh bo midbar Sinai. They arrived in Midbar Sinai after leaving Mitzrayim. Vayisu me'erifidim v'yavo midbar Sinai v'yachanu b'midbar. And they camped in the Midbar v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. And they camped opposite the mountain. Which mountain? Har Sinai, they're getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah. But Chazal picked up that there's a change in the verbs. That at the beginning it talks in plural and then it switches to the singular. Vayis'u merifidim, vayavo midbar Sinai, vayachanu b'midbar, plural, 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 vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar in the singular. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, tells us that famous line that B'nai Yisrael camped opposite Har Sinai, ki ish echad b'lev echad, like one person with one heart. There probably isn't as wonderful a phrase to describe B'nai Yisrael as that phrase that we were together, ki ish echad b'lev echad. That's the way that it was for Kabbalah Satorah. It couldn't have been otherwise. And that's the way that we hope it would continue. And then we get to Parshas Bamidbar. And we ask, what in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? We were by Har Sinai, ki ish echad b'lev echad. And now, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemar, ish al diglo ba'osos levei savosam. No! We're going to divide ourselves up into camps. There'll be Degel Machane Yehuda, and Degel Machane Reuven, Degel Machane Ephraim, Degel Machane Dan. Four major camps, each one with its own flag, and then subdivided. Yehuda will be Yehuda, and Yisachar and Zvulun, and Reuven will be Reuven, Shimon and Gad, and Ephraim and Menashe and Binyamin, and Dan, Naphtali and Asher. What happened? Wasn't it so wonderful to beat Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad? And now you say, no! You're going to be in the east, and you're going to be in the west, and you're going to be in the north, and you're going to be in the south, and you're going to have your flag, and you're going to have your flag. Why divide the people? Why not keep it as Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad? So I want to try to answer this based on something. The word that I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Breidowitz. And obviously, the only way to answer a question is to ask another question. Chumash Bamidbar, in the Lashon of Chazal, was not referred to as Bamidbar. It's called Bamidbar because that's word in the opening pasuk. But Chazal referred to Chumash Bamidbar as Chumash HaPkudim, of the countings, of the census. And in fact, in English, it's called Numbers. Why? Because the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar in our Parsha, in Parshas Bamidbar, there's a census that's taken of Bnei Yisrael. And then later on in Parshas Pinchas, there's another census that's taken of Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, since the beginning of Bamidbar is with the census, and towards the end of Bamidbar, there's another census. So it's known as Chumash HaPkudim. The book of the numbers of the countings of Bnei Yisrael. Why did we need two census? I'm not sure if it's censuses or sensi, I don't know. But why did we need two countings? The answer is obvious. Because the counting that took place in Parshas Bamidbar takes place in the beginning of the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the counting that took place in Parshas Pinchas takes place in the 40th year. They're close to four decades between the two countings. Does it make sense to count the nation a second time after almost four decades? The answer is yes. And therefore there's a counting at the beginning and there's a counting at the end. But the truth is that this counting that's in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar is not the first time Bnei Yisrael were counted. It's not the first census. When was the first census? First census is in Parshas Kisisa. Talking about the counting of Bnei Yisrael as an Am, not as when the Shiva Nefesh. Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudeham, and Bnei Yisrael had to give a Machtzis HaShekel, and they were going to use the Machtzis HaShekel for the Adonim, the silver sockets for the Krashim, for the boards. And everybody gave, everybody, every male over the age of 20 contributed a Machtzis HaShekel. And what did they do? They counted up how many Machtzis HaShekel there were. And that's how they're able to get the number of Bnei Yisrael. Now we have to ask ourselves a question. When did that counting take place? That counting took place after they got the tzivui on the Mishkan. When did they get the tzivui on the Mishkan? So they came out of Mitzrayim in Nisan. They built the Egel Azav Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, came down, went back up, comes down finally on Yom Kippur in the month of Tishrei. Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha. The next day, presumably, he starts telling him about the building of the Mishkan. So sometime in Tishrei, they collected the Machtziot HaShekel and counted Bnei Yisrael. When does the count in Bamidbar take place? So the Torah tells us, B'chodesh HaSheni, in Iyar, less than 7 months later. If you had a counting that took place in Tishrei, why do you need to have a second counting taking place 7 months later in Iyar? You know the number. In fact, the Mefreshim wanted to ask, it says the number seems to be exactly the same, and how could that be? In 7 months, nobody died. But why would you have a second counting 7 months later? I understand you have a counting 39 years later, but why 7 months later? So the famous Rashi, the beginning of Bamidbar, that says, "Mitochi basan lifan of mona sam kol shah." Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that what does He do? He counts us all the time, like a miser will count his money day after day, because he loves his money. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us; He counts us all the time. He wants us counting, but still, has to be a reason for this counting. And not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. But if you think about it, the two very different kinds of census that take place between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Kisisa, everybody, every male over the age of 20 gave a Machtzis HaShekel. They counted up how many Machtzis HaShekel, and they knew how many people there were. They knew the total number of Bnei Yisrael. What happens in Parshas Bamidbar? They'll eventually know the total number of Bnei Yisrael, but how do they count them? By the Shevet. How many people are in Reuven? How many people are in Shimon? Many people are Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zbulun, and Dan, and Naphtali, and Gad, and Nasha, and Ephraim, and Manasseh, and Binyamin, and then Shevet Levi gets counted separately. But they count according to the Shvatim. Then, what do? You take all the numbers, you add them together, and you get the aggregate number. But they're counted by Shvatim. Why? Why not count them just as one unit? Why do you want to count them by Shvatim? Bnei Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to forge them into a nation.
They're going from slavery to a nation. And the way to forge them into a nation is to create a unit. To create a ki'ish echad b'lev echad. We're all one together. There are no subdivisions. How many in B'nai Yisrael are there? 603,000. That we thought total number. Because we're one. We're one unit. It was absolutely necessary to do that, to create this one nation, to be ready to receive the Torah. But evidently, there's even a higher level. To take this one nation and to learn to appreciate the differences that exist within this one nation. Because on the one hand, we're all one arm. But on the other hand, Reuven brings something to the table that Shimon doesn't, and Yehuda brings something to the table that Yisachar doesn't. And Ephraim isn't the clone of Binyamin. And Asher and Naphtali are brothers, but they're not identical twins. And Am Yisrael can become that much richer spiritually if we recognize what each one can bring to the table. Imagine an orchestra, 100-piece orchestra, and everything is a violin, just a violin. At 100 violins, sound nice. You can't be a symphony if all you have is violins. You need woodwinds, you need percussions, you need all sorts of different instruments. Torah is telling us in Bamidbar, it's wonderful to be ki'ish echad b'lev echad. But let's appreciate what each one can bring. There's each shevet has its own ability to contribute. Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Hudi and Yisachar and Zvulun. The rest of the Shvatim. 100 violins is nice, but it's not a symphony. You need all different types of instruments to come together. And therefore, 7 months ago I counted you. That was to create the Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. But now we're going to get to a higher level. Now we're going to learn to appreciate what each one can contribute. So why not do the second counting from the very beginning? If you count all the Shvatim, you can get the total number also. Just add them up together. Why not do that at the very beginning? Because something has changed. The difference between the first counting and the second counting because something has happened in between. And that's B'nai Yisrael have built an Ohel Moed. They have a Mishkan and they have a unifying force that's going to make sure that when we appreciate the differences, we're not all over the place. Because imagine an orchestra of 100 different instruments. And each one has a different sheet of music. Each one is playing something else. You don't have a symphony, you have a cacophony. What you have is noise. And even if each one happens to be playing the same sheet of music, but this one starts here, and this one starts a minute later, and this one starts here, and this one's on page 2, and on page 3, and page 4. You have to follow the conductor. He has to bring everything together. And when you have that Ohel Moed that's unifying B'nai Yisrael and keeping everybody together, then you can afford to appreciate the differences. When they came out of Mitzrayim and Parshas Kisisa, they didn't yet have the Ohel Moed. So we can be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. But once the Ohel Moed is built and is erected in the month of Nisan, then in the month of Iyar we can count everybody according to the Shvatim.
And how do the Shvatim travel in the desert? They were Degolim to the right and Degolim to the left and Degolim to the north and Degolim to the south. But what was in the center? The Mishkan, the Yoel Moed. The Pasuk says, Ish al diglo ba'osos leves avosam yachunu b'nei Yisrael mineged savivli Yoel Moed yachun. The Yoel Moed was in the center and everything surrounded the Yoel Moed. Now was the unifying force. Now, with the Ohel Moed, we can divide ourselves into Degolim. Not to become separate, but for each one of us to contribute to Am Yisrael. And if we move ahead a few thousand years, it's a mistake to think that Am Yisrael would be better off if we were just all Ashkenazim, or all Svardim, or all Hasidim, or all Litayim, or all Haredim, or all Datiyim Leumim. Then we'd just be an orchestra of 100 violins. Am Yisrael is so much richer because we have different Eidot. And each Eidah brings something and contributes in a way that only it has its own unique contribution. Now there were thoughts that now that there was Kibbutz Goliath, we should all become one big melting pot. But we'd lose the symphony. The fact that we have different Eidot with different contributions and different strengths creates a much richer, much more beautiful nation. But there's one condition. The condition is that in the center, the thing that we have in common, the sheet of music that we're all playing is the same. It's all the Ohel Moed. It's all Torah. But as long as one is connected to the Torah, and the Torah is central, and everything is focused, then it's not only fine, but it's good. Some to the east, some to the west, some to the north, some to the south. Some raise this flag, some raise that flag. Because we're all united, we're all together. And with each one's contribution, we create that beautiful symphony known as Am Yisrael.